Welcome to Module 6, Measuring Results. I'm glad you've stuck with me through the first 5 modules. In some cases, seeing meaningful changes in results comes quickly, and in others, it takes more time. Frankly, a lot depends on what you are trying to change. But if you made some changes that were quick hits in Module 4, you should be able to see some of those changes in your results in the first month or two. That being said, think about the impact of these changes not over 1 or 2 months, but as an ongoing change that impacts all the future months of your business. I once had a client who let an $800 item go month after month, saying, "I don't have time for $800 problems." 5 years later, he was in a cash bind and needed to find $50,000. I'll let you do the math of what $800 a month means over 5 years. In Module 1, we did some foundational work. In Module 2, we focused on how to review your financial statements. In Module 3, we focused on key metrics, selected the ones that are critical for your business, and reviewed Chapter 3 of the book. Finally, in Module 4, we took action and started fixing issues in the business. For me, being able to see results is critical, as it is the fuel which gives me the energy to push on and drive for the next challenge. I see too many business owners that are plodding through their business, almost feeling out of control at times. If this is you, being able to see and measure results may be just the fuel you need to inspire you to gain a better understanding and therefore control of your business and financial statements. Module 6 is one of the shorter modules in this course. Think of it as a breather before the home stretch. Use your trend analysis to compare where you were several months ago versus where you are today, or compare to the same month last year. Maybe you're only seeing the impact on 1 or 2 line items of your income statement, or maybe you're seeing it in your key metrics reporting. But if you took action and allowed sufficient time for the action to have an effect, you should be starting to see results. The key point I want to make here is that your actions have a direct impact on your financial statements. Financial statements are not just something the accountants do. They are a mirror of how your business is performing. At the same time, I want to encourage you to document your progress through a written record of your financial journey. You don't have to do this by yourself, but you may have to work with your internal accounting resources at first to help them get started. Below this audio clip are 2 short videos. The first is "Commit It to Writing," and the second is entitled "It's About the Meaning Behind the Numbers." Please watch them now, and then I'll return with some more audio for you.